I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, in conversation with Kate Pocock, family travel columnist with the Toronto Sun, author of Fodor's Around Toronto with Kids, discussing road travel and some tips to keep the children in line during those spring and summer car road trips.
Well, road trips are not always the easiest kind of holiday to have, especially when there are more than two or three kids and there's only a few seat levels in your car. You've got to have kids together. One thing that we used to do was put something between the kids, whether it's a pillow or a cushion or a little puppet theater. Having them right up against each other just causes problems. And the other thing is, a lot of people will drive at night. They'll put their kids into the car in their pajamas and bring story tapes. And there are wonderful story tapes that you can get now. I mean, there's Harry Potter on tape. There's the Narnia series, and these are like hour-long tapes, and the kids will sit and listen, and by the end of it, they're fast asleep. And the other thing is, these road trips, as bad as they are, will always bring memories. So bring along things like cameras and stickers and books. Stop along the way and get postcards and have the kids put together a memory journal. Even if, you know, little Sally or like one of our kids gets stuck in a washroom or whatever, we can take a picture of it and laugh about it later. And we carry bins with different kinds of toys and activities, one for science, one for just fun and arts and crafts, and one for toys. And then the kids would used to get them for 20 minutes each. And after the end of 20 minutes, we'd ring a buzzer or something, and they'd switch the bins of toys, and we'd know we'd have an hour of driving without any kinds of complaints.
Some great travel tips on the road with Kate Pocock. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.